November 9th, 1965. An incredible power blackout in the Northeast, and 30 million people are plunged into total darkness. Mr. Sneed, you played an important role in that blackout, did you?
You might say I played an important role, yes. I pulled the plug.
You what?
Went up to Niagara Falls to the power plant and just pulled the plug, that's all.
I don't understand, sir. We heard it was a relay switch went out.
No, are you kidding? As one plug goes into Canada, the other one goes into America, you just pull them out of the wall, that's all. Company I work for, the Disaster Corporation of America.
Yes?
We planned the blackout as a little promotional stunt for a client of ours, the transistor radio industry.
But
we were trying to prove that in a power failure, a transistor radio is your only contact with the outside world.
Wasn't that a little drastic?
We got our point across, didn't we?
Well, yes,
but gotta be drastic with some people. You know, they keep meaning to get the radio, but they don't. Okay, bang, pull the plug, that's all.
Incredible.
That's all. Yeah. People with the transistors in that blackout were the only ones who knew what was going on. Everybody else just stood around staring into their candle.
Now, Mr. Sneed, what about this company of yours, the
Disaster Corporation of America?
Yes.
We go way back. You remember the Johnstown flood? That was our work.
You did that to sell radios?
No, we did that job for the rowboat industry.
I see. Mr. Sneed, getting back to radio.
Well, 80% of all American homes already own transistors. That leaves 20% who better get the lead out while they can still find their way to the appliance shop.
Well,
believe me.
Can't you give people a little warning, a chance to pick up a transistor radio before the next disaster?
No, sure, there's not that much urgency. I mean, we're not heartless, you know. They can pick up one, say, any time in the next hour.